Now, you don't need many notes to know what you're listening to here. Sing along. I know you can. Good vibration. She's giving me the excitations. From the Beach Boys. Of the silly name and the silly time and that silly sound.
Out on the west coast of America, a new sound was born, the surfing sound. It was a tremendous rage over there. The boys who invented it are making their first television appearance in Britain. Here they are with their big hit number, I Get Around. The Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
I'm sure most everybody knows, but for anybody who might not, may we introduce you by name?
Al Jardine.
Thank you, Al.
Dennis Wilson.
Thank you.
Brian Wilson.
And Carl Wilson.
Mike Love.
Four are related and one is a poor lost stranger. How did you get into this whole thing?
I'm a schoolmate of Brian's.
The Beach Boys, the family, neighborhood, after-school talent show thing that became a band.
Brian actually played the snare drum on our first record with his index finger because I forgot to rent sticks.
Al Jardine talking about those early days. The band went on to become a craze and then a phenomenon whose influence extended way beyond their bubbly, frothy SoCal silliness. Jardine, Love, and the three Wilsons, Dennis, Carl, and Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson, one of the true geniuses of pop music.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA.
Brian invented a song called Surfing. He sat down at the piano and created a song about the sport that was taking over the Southern California area at the time called surfing. And his brother Dennis was an avid surfer. And he came home and said, Brian, you got to write a song about surfing. You got to write. This is the latest craze. It's going down right now.
Everybody's got surfing, USA.
It is for the post-rock and roll generation, for anyone who came of age after the Beatles. He is our classical music. I think in the 60s, a few people took the rock era popular song and totally changed what it could be, what it could mean, how sophisticated it could get, how ambitious it could be.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long?
And I think on a musical front, Brian Wilson did it.
That's David Wilde from Rolling Stone. The Beach Boys were a lot more than just Brian Wilson, of course. Their influences are many, the influenced many more. From righteous and slightly annoying indie bands like Animal Collective.
Is it much heavy of me?
To the righteous and sometimes annoying but undeniably brilliant Paul McCartney.
It's the instruments he uses and the way he places them against each other. It's very cleverly done. So we're inspired by it, you know, and nicked a few ideas.
And that's the deal with the Beach Boys, who have a new album released today called That's Why God Invented Radio.
Tune in the latest star from the dashboard of my car.
How did you guys decide to get back together?
It's the 50th anniversary of our group, so it makes a lot of sense, don't you think? It's a remarkable milestone.
Capturing memories from afar.
The new single, That's Why God Invented Radio, from the reunion album of the Beach Boys. Huh, I thought God invented radio so there could be the takeaway.